A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seats on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honors in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutations Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not call master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humble, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord. The first time I used the gospel against my father, it didn't go well. I remember I was very, very small. I was a child when I heard this gospel for the first time. And I said, "So, Dad, from this point on, I don't think I'm going to call you father anymore." He didn't allow me to close my mouth. Immediately, it was, let me tell you. It seems that right from the beginning, we have institutions. Man has to form institutions to be well in a society. And that's how we form societies, because we form institutions. Right away from the beginning, we see the first institution. Who can tell me what was the first institution that we see in the gospel, in the scripture? Adam and Eve. We see the first institution, first community. And what happened? It was corrupted right at the beginning, because sin came to be part of that institution. Because they want to be just like God. First situation in human history. Talking about spiritually situations. And if we see all this, the history of the prophets, we see many bad prophets, bad kingdoms, bad societies. They all were corrupted. And that's why we said in the first reading from the prophet Malachi, we said, "Lord of hosts, and my name will be feared among the nations. And now, O priest, this commandment is for you. If you do not listen, if you do not lay it to heart, to give glory to my name, says the Lord of hosts, you will be cursed." It seems that it's a very dangerous word for us, priests. But not only for priests, but for all of us who play a role of preaching the gospel and the good news in this world. And that is all of us. You and me. Because as a baptized people, the day of your baptism, you were consecrated prophet, priest, and king. This is not something that, yes, we priests have a greater responsibility of preaching the good news. But sometimes I will say, that, like the gospel, do what we tell you to do, but don't do what we do. Because that's not going to be well sometimes. And that's going to be my 4 or 5 point of my homily. I have no idea yet which one. So we see all this corruption. And then if we go to the gospel, we see how Jesus is preaching to the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Herodians, and all these groupies that we find in the gospel in the New Testament. They all were corrupted institutions. And they were corrupted because they didn't put God in their midst, and because they just followed the law and not followed the spirit of the law, they didn't follow God himself. And it seems that it's not very far away from our reality today. We have so many institutions, and I will say about 90% of them are corrupted. And in many ways, and it's sad for me to say this today, even the Catholic Church. You're going to say, what? But I'm going there. Hold your horses. That's an expression that I just learned yesterday, and I think it's kind of appropriate, right? So, that's the laugh that I won, you know? So, my friends, what I'm saying this. I was just coming to the United States, and I was just getting to know a little bit the church in a cultural context. When I heard all these scandals about the pedophile priest in the Catholic Church, it was so hard for me to believe, to accept it, and to move on. But it was a reality that we all have to face. And many people left the mother church because of those situations. Because those criminals who took away the innocent life of many children in our midst. And I know that some of you have been affected directly or indirectly by this situation. And it's so sad, especially when we priests supposed to sanctify ourselves by sanctifying the people of God. It was painful, and it still be painful. Every time we see the news and we see a priest being involved in those criminal acts, because there is not another word to use it, it's painful. Because it's my mother, the mother, my church, our church. And it's me, so many people think about, but they don't talk about. And as a priest, it's my duty to preach the news we call good news, but sometimes that good news is painful. But we had to talk though, so we can heal. And we haven't healed that part yet. And I'm ashamed to say this, but I cannot hide that reality. And we can see that not many people will say and speak aloud about this situation. So what can we do? It's a corruption. But you know, I love the church because the church is, yeah, it's all, it's wrinkled because it's all. I'm not saying that everybody, every old person is wrinkled, you know. You know what I mean. You know what I mean. But it's not that old because it's guided, and it's perfect because it's guided by the Holy Spirit. All these sins that we see today is because we haven't centered our lives in Jesus Christ, and sometimes we have responded to our vocation in a wrong way for our wrong motivations. And those criminals that made what they did were because they were moved by our own motivations in life. And I'm taking all this responsibility, but it's all of us. We all are in the same box because we all are priests. Yes. Why? Because we have been consecrated priests, prophets, and kings the day of our baptism. And I'm saying this because I'm going to move to the other point. The other day I was, you know, I do a lot of running and I try to go to the gym as much as I can. And I was sitting there and some gentleman started a conversation. I never introduced myself. This is Father Carlos. Nice to meet you. As I try to avoid what Jesus is telling to the Pharisees in the gospel. I don't want to be greeted like with special honors, you know. And he started a conversation, and everything were going okay until he asked, "And what do you do?" And I said, "I am a priest." He looked at me, "Oh, pedophile." It brought tears to my eyes. So not because one Christian is a murderer, all of us are murderers. And not because one priest or 20 or whatever number is, did what they did, all of us are in the same way. And it's still hard for me. So I said, "What can we do?" My friends, today I'm coming here as a humble servant of God to ask for forgiveness. For forgiveness of all my friend, my brother priests, those who harm the church, those who harm your faith, those who take away the innocence of many young people. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for forgiveness for those times that we haven't been holy priests for you. I ask for your forgiveness for many times that we haven't guided you by the example of our lives. I ask for your forgiveness for the times that we neglect you when you are looking to have something more meaningful in your life. I ask for your forgiveness for all those sick people. I ask for your forgiveness. And I ask also, if it's not much asking of you, to pray for us. To pray for priests, not just to have a number, because yes, we need, but to have a holy priest. Priests who bring God to you and to bring you to God. That's what we need today. It's hard for me, yes, every time. As a young priest, yes. I tried to run away many times. I didn't want to be there, but I said, if I go, I can make a difference. And it doesn't make me a holy guy, not at all. I can be even more sinner than you. But this is a reality, my friends. So let's support each other. Let's not run away when one member sinned. Let's pray for those. Let's pray for all of us so we can be holy, because that call for holiness is for all of us. It's not just for me. It's not for Father Rick or Father Sam. For all of us. So let's pray that God inspire us, that we will be the priests that you need, and that we all be the Christians that God wants us to be. Amen.